All right, we close out the program now with some music. San Francisco singer-songwriter John Vanderslice has a new album out. It's called Cellar Door. Music critic Christian Bordahl gave the disc a listen and has this report.
Now that Janet's put her breast back in its holster, and Justin and Beyoncé and all the pretty pop music people have gone home from their Grammy parties, what are us music people going to talk about? I guess we'll have to talk about, you know, music. Who wants to start? Okay, I'll start. Hi, my name's Christian Bordahl, and I just heard a really cool new CD by singer-songwriter John Vanderslice. But you never heard of him? That's all right. I hadn't either. Yeah, it's funny. Despite the fact that everyone seems to agree that the pop music in the major media these days is like junk food, many of us, including music critics, are still afraid to trust that an artist who hasn't made it into the mainstream can be a world-class chef. The Grammys are a perfect example. But the fact is that when an artist like John Vanderslice is writing distinctive melodies, lyrics that have something to say and can say it with skill, and arrangements that are creative and unique and well-executed, well, he deserves to be heard. So check him out.
From the haunts of daily life, where is wage the daily strife? Common wants and common cares cuts the human heart with tears. Rise like lions after us lumbering.
That's a song called Pale Horse, and the songwriter, John Vanderslice, adapted the lyrics from a poem by Shelley about a massacre committed by the British Army in 1819. John told me he adapted the poem to express some of his own feelings about the war in Iraq. But John is also a fearless lyricist in his own right, and that's one of the things that first attracted me to this new CD. He throws himself out on the high wire with abandon. He invokes big themes and often goes straight at them with direct, unambiguous language. When I spoke to him about his new album, Cellar Door, I asked John about the lyrics to a tragically melancholy little piano ballad called My Family Tree. In it, the narrator says, "Dad, I watched you fall and split your head on the dock. I couldn't bear to see a lion so meek in the Francis J. Memorial Wing, so I never came."
Is there any truth to that?
There is no truth to that, except that the relationship between me and my dad was, it wasn't marked by anything so, graphic or real, but there was definitely maybe a disappearance by me, and maybe a regret that I was not very close to him at the end of his life. And so these things, like all writers, they are amplified and exaggerated into they're almost concretized. So in other words, the feeling of regret that I have over not staying in contact with my father needed some storyline.
Dad, I watched you and split your head on the dock. I couldn't bear to see a lion so meek in the Francis J. Memorial.
Day-to-day music critic Christian Bordahl. The CD is Cellar Door by San Francisco singer-songwriter John Vanderslice. To hear Christian's complete interview with John Vanderslice, visit our website, npr.org. Day-to-day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.